Of the more than 45 million Americans who don't have health insurance, many are working and many are under 30. Health experts assume young people think they just don't need health coverage yet or that they can't afford it. But here in California, Blue Cross is successfully marketing a plan aimed at Generation Y. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the health plan called Tonic.
Tonic with a K says a lot about the design of the new health plan. A plan that's not like your parents' health insurance, something new and different. Go online and you'll see phrases like get hooked up, the bottom line, it's all about you. Walk into Steve Sinnott's San Fernando Valley office and one of the first things you notice and almost trip over is a skateboard with a Tonic logo.
Another event we sponsored besides the surf championships and the Warren Miller ski events was the X Games. So we gave away a skateboard similar to that one with a Tonic logo on it.
For Sinnott, a manager with Blue Cross of California, this all makes great business sense. There are 1.6 million uninsured 19 to 29-year-olds in California alone, a huge potential market.
My name is Hoi Wong. I'm 29 years old, and I work as a product designer for a small startup company that designs babies' products, so strollers and car seats and such.
But the company doesn't provide health insurance. And because Wong had been covered under her school's policy when she was in grad school, she knew the value of insurance, paying for visits to the eye doctor and dentist. Plus, she says she wanted to be safe. But buying health insurance was a lot more confusing than buying other things.
I would just Google health insurance a lot, and all the big names came up. And so I would just go to each independent website to try to read about it. But there were so many different policies, the HMOs, PPOs, POSs, that after doing more detailed research, there was just so many terms that I couldn't understand, and I just wasn't sure which one was the right one for me.
Wong is pretty typical, says Steve Sinnott. Market research showed him most young people thought they should have insurance, but not only did they think it was too complicated, they thought it was too expensive. So Tonic is relatively inexpensive, ranging from $64 to $123 a month. But here's where you pay. The cheapest plans have high deductibles. You pay the first $5,000 of any catastrophic illness or accident. The more expensive plans have a lower deductible, $1,500. But that's still high compared to traditional insurance. But even with the high deductible, Wong says it's just the type of just-in-case coverage she wanted. And that's what Tonic advertises. Steve Sinnott.
If you need to spend a day in the hospital, an average day in the hospital costs over $7,000. If you need to be flown to the hospital from that ski lift, that's almost $9,000. And if your appendix bursts, that's a $48,000 bill for care and surgery for appendicitis. So those are things that would really tend to bankrupt most people or the people taking care of them.
Tonic co-payments to doctors range from $20 to $40, depending on which plan is chosen. Because young people are more likely to go to the eye doctor or dentist than any other doctor, those visits are included in the health plan. And Steve Sinnott says the plan's easy to sign on to.
We made the process a lot simpler. Not only is the jargon reduced and a lot of the information in a more kind of casual, straightforward fashion, but you can get through the application in about 15, 20 minutes versus our regular paper application is quite a bit longer.
And at the same time, it was very fun to use. I went through the application online, and it was very easy, very colorful, and so it was just a very pleasant experience overall.
And in most cases, applicants find out right away if they're accepted. The company, Blue Cross of California, plans to target another big group of uninsured next, people who retire early, lose coverage from their jobs, but are still too young to qualify for Medicare. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.
And that's our personal health news for this morning. ¶¶